Davar be'itoy matoy. The Gemara, everyone knows this Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Peches Amud Beis says that B'shasha Ola Moshe L'Amorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended the heavens to be Mekabel B'Torah, Amru Malachi Ashores L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Malachi Ashores said, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma'ali Yodish HaBeinenu, why is there a human being here? This is not the mechitzos of where human beings usually are. Amalensi told them, Lekabel Torah ba. This human being came to be Mekabel Torah. Said the Malachi Ashores, why would you give the Torah to Bnei Adam? Meaning, you're taking your Torah and you're bringing it down to Olam Hazeh, to the Olam HaShofel? I think that the Torah should be better by us. T'nahoitcha al HaShemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu learned, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, and he says, I'm stumped. I think the Malachim are making a good argument. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Achoiz Bechisei Kvoidi, V'anei Lehem Tshuva, and of course, the rest is history. The Sforim HaKadoshim, Uberoshem Bechida, in a bunch of places says, that what was the taina of the Malachi HaShnores, Malu Yolud, Isha Beinenu, T'nahoitcha L'Hashamayim, I believe the Torah belongs in Shemayim. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to sell the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give the Torah away. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirasi al tazoifu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to sell the Torah to who? He was going to sell it to the Yeludishas. He was going to sell it to the people that are Sheikh Neyafar, that live in this world. So the Malachi Asharis came at a time and they said, why are you giving it to the Bnei Adam? We want it. Abish said, I don't know, this is what I decided to do. Taini the Malachi Ashores, there's a sugi mesach this bava metziya daf kuf ches, that it says if somebody has something that he wants to sell, there's halacha called dina de bar metzra, so that if I'm the bar metzra and I'm closer to this thing that it is you're selling, I'm the one that gets to keep it. And Torah is doch b'shamayim. And as a result, I think this is something you have to keep over here based on the fact that we have the schus of dina de bar metzra. So it says the chida in a whole bunch of places that you want to know what the time of the Malachi Ashores was? Today's daf, mamish. It's Dina de Bar Metzra. Vosisa Yoshev Atoy, Vakadosh Baruch Hu would be to leave it by us. And that was their taina of Tuna Hoyt Chaloshamayim. So the question is, what's Takib Shat? Now you have the whole mysterious Gemara where Moshe Rabbeinu answers, I'm afraid, Achoyz Bechisei Kvoidi, and then answer, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is not afraid. Oh, but at the end of the day, there's a halacha of Dina de Bar Metzra. And if there's a halacha of Dina de Bar Metzra, so hayutachin that the Eibishter was able to take the Torah and give it to Bnei Adam and not leave it by the Malachim, what happened to Vasisa HaYoshev HaToyv? So Anyantif, my brother-in-law Yaakov Mel, he showed me a beautiful Maramakim. It's in the Sefer Kemoitze Shalor Rav. It's on Shavuos, and it's under the heading of B'Shasha Ola Moitze L'Morim. It starts on page Kuf Pei Vav, and it goes for pages and pages and pages, where he was malakit a whole bunch of different mahalchim from the G'doyli Achroinim to answer this kasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Torah that's in Shemayim and he brings it down to Olam Hazeh. The malachim want it based on Dina de Bar Metzra. What's Takib Shah? What happened to Dina de Bar Metzra and Hayatachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to violate this halacha? So just mention a few of the mahalchim. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Spectre, in his Akdama, the Shailos of Tshuva is Nachal Yitzchak. So we know Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the Kovner Rav, Gaan HaGa'oin Mamish. He wrote Shailos of Tshuva is Ber Yitzchak, Ein Yitzchak. He also wrote Nachal Yitzchak, which is on Chodesh Mishpat. And in his Akdama to Nachal Yitzchak, he talks about Chshivas HaTorah. It's Mamish required reading for Zman Matan Torah Seinu right now. And he says Dvarim Neflam over there. One of the things that Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan discusses is he brings a medrash. The medrash says as follows. The pasuk says, Olisa l'amorim, shavisa shevi. It's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Olisa l'amorim. He ascended the heavens to be Mekabel the Torah, shavisa shevi. And when he was there, he took captives with him. Says the medrash, Davaracha, what does this mean? Benoyik sheba oivam, hanichnas l'medina. If somebody enters a medina and he wants to take captives, what does he take? Noitel davar she'ein Ein bnei hamedina olav. He'll take something that maybe people are not going to notice. He's not going to brazenly walk into a city and siphon off something that everybody's looking at. Moshe, however, olav amorim v'nota lesatoyro shahoyu akol noisin einayim olav. But Moshe Rabbeinu went lamorim, and what did he take? He took the Torah, which is something that everybody was staring at. The Malachi Asharis wanted this. All eyes were on the Torah. And at the same time, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu took. Heavy. And that's what the pasuk means. Olisa lamorim shavisa shevi. Mamish with a certain chutzpah dektusha. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Torah mamish out of the eyes, out of the clutches of the Malachim. Yochel says, the Medrash Neisha Shava Oysa Not L'chinam. Now you would have thought that being that Moshe Rabbeinu took it, right? Shavisa shevi. So you would think that maybe he got it for free. Meaning, sounds like he just took it and ran off. Talmud Loimar says, the Medrash, it says, L'kachto matonois ba'odam. What does the word lakachto mean? Belekicho nitnoloi. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu belekicho. Now, yochel yehei chayv liten loy damim. Okay, so if it's a lakicho, it wasn't for free, so you would think Moshe Rabbeinu pulled out his proverbial credit card and he swiped, right? That's not for free. Talmud Leimer, it says no. Lakachto matonois ba'odam. Talmud Leimer matonois b'matono nitnoloi. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'matono. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, ve'ein ha-medrash hazeh, Oimer Elo Dirsuni. It's a shtickel on Medrash Plius. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up Lamorim. We know the Gemara Masach the Shabbos Taf Peches on the days that we mentioned briefly a moment ago. But in this Medrash, Olisa Lamorim Shavisa Shevi, and he took something that was Hakoil Noisin Einayim Aleh. Now you would have thought it was Bechinam. No, it says Lokachta. You would have thought that he had to pay. It says Matanois. What was it? I don't know. It wasn't Bechinam, but at the same time, it was Bechinam. What was it? It was Lokachta Ma. On the one end it was a mekach, on the other end it was a matar. So what was it? What was the transaction of the Torah? Was it a mekach or was it a matar? So the Emes says, we have raid on this. We've spoken out from Rab Itzala in his Akhtamah to Shai Al-Sachuv is pre-Yitzchak, and from the Hilgach Samsoi from the Sechtens Darm Dachnun Hei, that on the one hand you find that Torah was given by matana. On the other hand, you find that Torah is a mekach. Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem toirasi al tozoivu. But here, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan is focusing on one medrash that seems to say it was both. Lokachta matonois. Lokachta's miloshen mekach, which means yocho bechinam, no. Talmud loy mar belokicho nitnoloi. But at the same time, it says matonois. So yocho yechayev liten loy domim, Talmud loy mar matonois. This medrash seems to be magder. The transaction of a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael as Olokachta Matonis, which at first glance is an oxymoron. It's a tarte de sasi. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, a dover nifla. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chof Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about someone who gives somebody a matana, but at the same time, he gives him the matana beloshen mecher. So the exact context is not really relevant right now. But the Gemara says, quote, Rav Ashi Yomar, Rav Ashi said, b'matana b'keish litnoloi, in that transaction, this person who gave his field to his friend, really what he wanted to give him was a gift. V'lo makosov leiloshen mecher, so why did he write it beloshen mecher? Kidei liyapis eskoichai. To be miyapis eskoichai. Rashi says, what does it mean, kidei liyapis eskoichai? If you give somebody a matana, and then someone takes the matana away from that recipient, if you sell something to somebody, certainly if you're mekabel achrayis, and sometimes achrayis is toy sofer, so then if somebody goes and takes it away, so what's the halacha? You have to make him whole. That's the concept of achrayis that you have by mechira that you don't have baton. So says Rav Ashi, as it relates to that funny language and that funny transaction, where it was mashma, it was a maton, it was a mecher, really it was b'maton or pikei shlitnoloi. V'lo makos of loyloshem mecher, so I was written b'loshem mecher, k'dei liyapis es koichoi, to be miyapis koyach, so there should be an element in achrayis. In other words, it's a matana b'achrayis. Where do we have a matana b'achrayis? Today's daf, right? In today's daf, we had a matana b'achrayis. But says the Gemara, Kindushin Chavav Amar Aleph, Sadah Azam Musik. So again, this guy wanted to give a gift. So he wrote it b'losh matana. But then he added language of mecher because he also wanted this person to have a chayis. He says, I understand. If this person wants to give this field and he wants to give it b'achrayas, so why are you getting so far planted? Why are you giving it b'loshem matana and being makabel achrayas? Then time rabbi lama kosov b'loshem matana. Why do you even write the loshem matana? Let it just be a sale. Do it for the proverbial $1 of consideration and gevalda. You're going to have achrayas. Why are you getting involved in loshem matana? Why are you overcomplicating what seems to be a seemingly simple transaction? We understand why you want the language of mechiras oktosis for the kabbalas achrayas. A matana doesn't have achrayas. But vos felt that it should be a matana, says Tosfos Hafla Befel in light of today's daf. You want to know why Yechaps and Afkemina? It could be the reason he wrote the matana was Mishum Dina de Bar Metzra. It's because Dina de Bar Metzra. Because the Gemara says in Masechtis Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Ches that in the event that you sell something to somebody, it's a Dina de Bar Metzra. Or by matana, less by Dina de Bar Metzra. Now he mutches a little bit. Does Tosfos that the Gemara also said if you give him matana b'losh mecher, could be there's no Dina de Bar Metzra. I mean Tosfos Kedushin Chavav. But Al Koponim said Rabbi Yisrael Galchanan, there's a precedent for this transaction. A transaction where it's a matana, but it's not 100% a matana because it's also a mecher. But it's a mecher, but not 100% mecher. It's also a matana. It's lokachto matonos. There's a concept of a shtar, was hot language for mecher and language for matana. Ahani, the language of mecher, asidu achrayas mitzad the noisin. The ahani, the language of matana, asinudu kaindiru de bametzra. So it's Chachanan Zachdom, Tanacha Yitzchuk said, haflo v'fela. He said, yesh loima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, you're going to have the benefits of mecher and you're going to have the benefits of matana. He said, you're going to have the benefits of mecher, I'm taking full achrayas. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, what does it mean that the Eibusha takes achrayas? What it means is he told Klal Yisrael, you're going to take the Torah. And as soon as Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai, why was it called Har Sinai? Mishum she'sham yarda sin ha'olam. And it means that you're going to have golus and you're going to have tsaris and there's going to be the best of times but there's also going to be the worst of times. And when you're going to be in the matzav of golus, you are not going to be assured that you're going to be able to hold on to this gift that I'm giving you because the elements of golus are going to be so terrible that they're based if you're going to be able to keep the Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani maftiach lecha. I'm being mekabel achrayas on the Torah. And he says, I'm promising you that the Torah will never be forgotten. And that's why it was lokachto, because Hashem says, I'm being mekabel achrayas, like Rav Ashi's transaction in Kedusha Chavav Amar Aleph, that nothing will ever be able to happen to this Torah, and if it's ever taken away, full guarantee mitzad me, I'm going to make you whole. That I promise you, there's going to be a Kabbalah Sachrayas. But also, we said it's going to be a matana. Why a matana? So this is more al derech drush, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, because the emes is, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to be mekabel the Torah, the Malachim had a taina. What was the taina? Tenahoitcha al HaShemayim. Tenahoitcha al HaShemayim. Why? Because of Dina de Bar Metzra. You know what the Teretz is? The Teretz is a matana. And by matana, it's in the Tokha and Dina de Bar Metzra. But Al Kaponim, Zokh Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, that was the Nakud over here. That on the one, I'm being mekabel I'm being mekabel achrayas. That's kiloisi shachach mi pizaroi. That's the lokachto. But at the same time, it's bematonis. What's the value of being bematonis? The value of pnina matonis is that there shouldn't be a dina de bar metzra. Either way, the Hakdomadir is half love a fellow mamish. He says so many beautiful things. One of the things he says is something that we spoke at not long ago in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So Chana was mechavim to the Gaon. The Gaon is in Shir Ashirim, where the Gemara says that shaloi kamidas hakadosh baruch kamidas bas of adam. A bas of adam that sells something, the moicher is always atzev and the lekeach is happy, right? Anytime a person sold, it was considered to be coming from a place of weakness. So the moicher was atzev. Hakadosh baruch who sells the Torah and he's very besimcha. Ki lekach toim nasati lechem teirasi al tazovu. So Chana, really, it's a Goyen, what's the mechir of the Torah? Meaning, when a meicher sells something, why is he otzev? He doesn't have it anymore. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have the Torah. Klai Yisrael has the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has the Torah. Says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, because we know Torah Leib HaShemayim. And who gets to decide the Amitos HaTorah? It's not in Shemayim anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eliezer ben Ikachu Oimer, Aviyoseh ben Ikachu Oimer, right? But who gets to paskin the halach? In Shemayim, it's Elu ve'Elu. But over here, who's Machriya? Who paskins what the halach is? It's Va'or, it's Nosan Levnei Adam. Like the Ktzoy says in the Akdom. Incidentally, Rabbi Tzachanan quotes the Ktzoy's Akdom that we always quote. Emes me Eretz Titzmach. That Emes is going to come from the Eretz. Because we're the ones that get to determine and get to be Koveya. The Amita HaTorah. Torah. That's where the Mechira was, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing, a Meich gives something up. What's he giving up? This is what he gives. This is what he's giving up. This is what Pesach Chanan says, and it's really a going in Shir Hashim. Another beautiful aura that he says is that you find this idea that when a person's Mechadosh Torah, the Torah becomes his. It says, your Chiddush is your Torah, and this is something that you have Lenetzach Nitzachim Mamash. It's your Torah. But not just that, it becomes part of your neshama, it becomes part of your oitzer, your treasury in the next world. He says, Ad kidei kach, he says, we know in this world there's halacha. There has to be halacha. Right? You can't have a functioning society without halacha. So if it's a machloikis tanoim, machloikis amayram, you have to be machriya. We pass like Rava, except for the Yalkagams. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Bar Mitlas, etc., etc. There has to be a shulchan aruch. But in Shamayim, if someone is mechaven to a dvar emes and liboy is l'shamayim and he goes to his Torah b'kedusha v'tahayra u'besvari yeshara, there's an inyan of elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim. He quotes the Ritva Masech this erev and daf yud gimel on the base that the Baskel said regarding b'shamayim v'sol elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim v'alocha k'beisol. So the Gemara says, I understand if it's elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim, what does it mean alocha k'beisol? That's the Gemara. But says the Ritva in Shamayim, it's elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is always saying over all the Gemaras from Pliny and Yonis and Benikachu Omer and Avyasa Benikachu Omer, right? Because in Shamayim there's an elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim. So he says one davar niflo toich dvar. He says a lot of dvar niflam, but just one that I think is good to mention. We always talk about the Gemara. About Yoyma Dashkafte the Rebbe, right? The day that Rabbi Danasi passed away, the Gemara Masech Tes Ksubas Daf Kuv Gimel, and the Gemara Masech Tes Ksubas Daf Kuv Dalet. So the Gemara says, Ahu Yoyma Dashkafte the Rebbe, Nafka Basko, the Omra. Basko came out and said, Kol Dahabi Bashkafte the Rebbe, Mezuman Hu L'chayo Yom Abba. Any person that was Bashkafte the Rebbe is Mezuman L'chayo Yom Abba. So the Gemara tells the story about the launderer, who Kovas every single day was there. That day he wasn't there. He heard about this and jumped off the roof, and a Basko came out and said, Afa Hu Kovas, Mezuman Hu L'chayo Yom Abba. So it says Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, half of a fell. He says, whoever was there Bashkafte the Rebbe is Mezuman L'chayo Yom Abba. We know, where's the parasha of the Avoid of Yom Kippur? It's the Parshas Achrimoyz. How does Parshas Achrimoyz start? Achrimoyz Shnei Bnei Ahar. Say Chazal, Loma Nismacha Misas Nodav Aviyu to the Parsha of Yom Kippur, Loma Lucha. Just like Yom Kippur's Mechaper, so too, Mis Sadikah Ma'osa Mechaper. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, we know Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with Tshuva. So if Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with Tshuva, so it's Parshim, Mis Sadikah, is also only Mechaper with Tshuva. So if a big Tzadik dies, it's a Kapara, but only if you do Tshuva. Meaning, it's learned out from Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is Mechaper L'Shavim, so too, Mis Sadikim is only going to be Mechaper L'Shavim. Aber, says Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi has a Shita. In the end of Masechtas Yuma, in Perikei Makipurim, that Itzu Moishal Yoyim is Mechaper. It's Shita's Rebbe. According to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechaper by itself. If according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechaper itself, even without doing Tshuva, because Itzu Moishal Yoyim is Mechaper, that means that Misa Sadikim is also going to be Mechaper. Itzu Moishal Yoyim is Mechaper. Now, we don't paskin like Rebbe. We paskin Yom Kippur is Mechaper L'Shoven. Oh, but in Rebbe's world, Rebbe's chiddush was Itzu Meshoyem is mechaper ve'elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. So in olam haba, Rebbe has his halacha l'maisa in the world of elu ve'elu that Itzu Meshoyem is mechaper beloy tshuva, which means a mitzadikim is also mechaper beloy tshuva. If that's the case, the Baskel came out and said, "Kol da haba bashkafte the Rebbe. Kol." The rabbi is even someone that didn't do tshuva. Any person that was near mezuman hu l'chayi olam haba. At that minute, it was gepaskin that he was going to go to olam haba. And the reason is because Rebbe's in the olam ha'emes, and in Rebbe's welt, elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim itzu meshoyem is mechaper yom kippur. And if that's the case, mitzadikim is also mechaper. I'll find some of what's happening over here. The reason Yitzchak Ochanan was saying that was not to say a nice pilpul in a Gishmak Gemara that we have read on Ksubas Kuv Gimel. The point he was trying to bring out was the inyan of what it means that a person who's Mechadish Torah, who Harav is in learning, he gets the Torah b'matan, it becomes his. And in the next world, his Chedushim is his reality. Again, you have to have Svar Yishara, you have to be Mechavin, you didn't do it in the right ways, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, this is a little bit of what's going on. But as it relates to this Kash, what happened to Dina de Bar Metzra, Ritzel Chonetz Teretz is, that's the Matana. Lokach the Matana. I mean that it was a Matana. It's for that reason there's no Dina de Bar Metzra. Another Teretz that he brings in the Sefer, Kamoitza Shal Rav, is a teretz from the Chidah that the Bnei Yisoscha brings in an art. And that is the Shach in the Halachis of Dinei Bar Metzra discusses what happens if somebody has a piece of property and he sells it. There's a Bar Metzra, but he sells the piece of property and he sells the piece of property to his son. Is there a halacha of Dina de Bar Metzra, or is there no halacha of Dina de Bar Metzra? The Shach says, Tzorichin, I'm not sure, but he says in Svara, I think there should be no Dina de Bar Metzra. Dina de Bar Metzra is if I sell it to a stranger, but if I sell it to my son, not. And the reason the Shach says is because a person doesn't want to sell, right? The Moicher is Otsev. If I sell it to my son, so it stays in the family. And as a result, I'm not so ungesetzt. I'm not so ba'atzfus. And it's for that reason you don't have the element of Moicher Otsev. Thus, the Vasisa Yoshev Atoiv is klapi the Moicher just like it is klapi the Bar Metzra. Or it's klapi this loikeach from the Moicher just like it is klapi the Bar Metzra. And just like you see in our Gemara, it has to be mamish enoi chaser kolkach, but to the extent I'm being chaser by the Bar Metzra taking it. So in that instance already, you're not going to have the halacha of Dina de Bar Metzra. So the Bnei Yisachar brings from the Chidah, that the Chidah said that based on that Shach, and by the way, it's Mefurish in the Shita Mekubetzes. What the Shach wasn't sure of, and he said Tzarechin, is a Mefurish, the Shita Mekubetzes says the Chidah, on our daf here in Bava Metzia, daf Kufches, Kla Yisrael, Abonim Atam Lashem Aleikeichem, it's Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. And if that's the case, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he was selling it to his son. If you're selling it to your son, so there's no Allah Chavdina de Bar Metzra. So the Bnei Yisachar says very gishmak. He says, Yesh Shloim, the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Ki Sishma B'Koyla Hashem Aleikecha, Lishmoir Es Kol Mitzvoysov, Lasoiz HaYosher Be'inei Hashem Aleikecha. The very next pasuk is Bonim Atem Lashem Aleichem Loisaskoidu Simu Karcho Bein Einechem Lames. Says the Bnei Yisachar, what's the connection? What's the smichas between these two psukim? So he says Kishma, classic Bnei Yisachar. Kisishma because Lashem Aleichem Las Lishma is called Mitzvoyis of Chulu. You're going to do all the mitzvahs, and now you're going to do the mitzvahs. Lasas Hayoshev Bein Hashem Aleichem. You're also going to do Yoshar. You'll be Mekayim Vasisa Hayoshev Atoiv. Says the pasuk. One second. Vasisa Hayoshev Atoiv. Oh, you mean Bava Mitzia Daf Kufches? This is the source to the halacha of Dina de Bar Metzra. If there's something called Dina de Bar Metzra, so how is a Kadosh Baruch Hu able to give the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, the Malachim are right. To Nahoit Chala Shemaim. The terrace is the next Basik. Bonim Atam Lashem Alekeichem. Because you Bonim Atam Lashem Alekeichem, like the Shach says, and like it's Mefurish in the Shita Mekubetzes and our Sugyu, over there you're not going to have this issue. Just one last terrace. And that is, he brings from a Meir Shapiro that said, and it's printed in the Sefer Imre Das in Parshas Mishpatim. So we know the Chazal say that Esem Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisrael B'Mara. Klal Yisrael were commanded 10 mitzvahs when they were in Mara. The 7 mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which they were Remakabel, right? They renewed their vows. Vaisifo Aleihem 3 more mitzvahs. Dinim, the Shabbos, B'kivud Abay. That's the Nusach in the Gemara, Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amaveis. So Rav Meir Shapiro said, Yesh La'ayin, why was it these 3 mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give Klal Yisrael B'mara? Right? It's very strange. Dinim, Shabbos, and Kivud Abayim, what do these 3 mitzvahs have in common? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have chosen these 3 mitzvahs? So he said, Yesh Loimar. Chazal say, Kol Adon Din Emes La'amitoy, Nasa Shutif La'akadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa B'reishas. It's the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, Taf Yudam Ad Aleph. Kol HaShoymer Shabbos Kilchasai. If somebody keeps Shabbos Kilchasai, Nasa Shutif La'akadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa B'reishas. It's the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yudtes Amad Aleph. If someone paskins, Dinim, is Nasa Shutif La'akadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa B'reishas. If somebody keeps Shabbos, he's Nasa Shutif La'akadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa B'reishas. And as it relates to Kibbut of Aim, Chazal say, Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ave ve'imai. So he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Parshas B'Shalach. We're walking right into Parshas Yisrael now. It's about to be Kabbalah Satayra. But there's a problem. The problem is T'nohut Chal HaShemayim. What happened to Dina de Bar Metzra? So he says, the Gemara says in Masech, this problem, Metzia Daf Kuf Ches, that by a Shutif, there's no Allah of Dina de Bar Metzra. If I smell to my Shutif, there's no Dina de Bar Metzra. So you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? He gave Klal Yisrael 3 mitzvahs. 3 mitzvahs that made us Shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are the 3 mitzvahs? Dinim, because Kol Adon Din Emes La'amita Nasa Shutif LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa B'reishas. He gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos, because Kol HaShoymer is Shabbos Kol Chasai. It's Nasa Shutav LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa B'reishas. And he gave us the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim, which is underpinned based on the principle of Shloisha Shutvim Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Ave V'Imai. Klal Yisrael got these 3 mitzvahs. You know why? Because now that they have these 3 mitzvahs, now you can get all the other mitzvahs. Because now we're Shutvish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there's no Mataina of T'na Hoitcha LaShemayim. There's no Mataina of Dina Debar Mitzvah. The divrei pi chacham chen.